And I also want to be excited about the season I'm in.
Yeah.
So totally. I don't know, the best advice I can give is look within. Like, why am I getting frustrated? What expectation am I putting on him? Because I can always find the answer within myself.
Be patient.
Welcome to the Earn Your Happy podcast. I'm Lori Harder, founder of The Bliss Project, three-time fitness world champion, fitness expert, and cover model turned self-love junkie, lifestyle entrepreneur, and author. Each week, I'll bring you a guest or a thought that will help you bust through your fears, connect to your soul, and get focused and clear so you can elevate your life, business, and relationships. We don't wait until we're ready for someone to tell us we're good enough. We take what we want and we anoint ourselves. Get ready to earn, own, and unapologetically rock your happiness every single day. Are you with me? Here we go. Welcome to another episode of Questionably Awesome. And guess what, you guys?
Ba-ba-ba-ba.
Boop, 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 boop. Did you just hear two voices? Evans, have you been throwing your voice?
Yes.
Okay, so if you're wondering, I have two people sitting in front of me. It's pretty fantastic because not only is it two people that I love, but they are both in bathrobes. So I literally made them get bathrobes on because I don't get ready in the morning. It's 7:30 a.m. I'm not going to get ready for this podcast, you guys. Mm-mm. So I am with Evans and Lindsay Schwartz. So Evans, my usual co-host, and we've also thrown in Lindsay. Lindsay, how are you feeling right now about life?
I am feeling honored. I've only had one item on my bucket list and I'm checking it off this morning. Time to get a new list. And I didn't even think to dream of the robes.
Oh my God.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
So they're also sharing a mic, which I just think is the most funny, hilarious thing. Two women in robes sharing a mic. I think that could be a podcast in and of itself. So you guys, if you don't already know what this episode is, Evans and I really like to prepare you to let you know that if you are searching for perhaps some wisdom or you're really into serious interviews, this is absolutely not your podcast. Mm-hmm. You need to go to a different one. So we're really into you wanting to laugh or snort coffee through your nose. Either one. It's how we drink coffee.
Simultaneously.
So you guys, why don't we just chat a little bit about just what's been going on in your lives? So Lindsay, I'm just going to have you start. And what have you been up to?
Mm-hmm. What has been going on? Well, a lot, mm-hmm. if I'm being honest. And it's been a cool season of expansion. It's been a cool season of stepping into like bigger and bigger ideas. Mm. And I think it really hit me yesterday. We saw that quote that the century ends in 3 months, but it's actually the decade. And it really hit me like, man, there are some big things that I still want to be doing. And it's cool. It's cool to be here working on Event Love. And it's really cool to be in a robe with both of you.
I have so many robes in this house. Like you could have had you could have gone with a crazy robe. You could have gone with a slinky robe.
We went classic.
Yep. My slinky robes don't get any use, by the way. I think in the morning, it's the last thing I want to do.
Hold on. When you said slinky robe, I literally pictured a robe with slinkies on it.
See, that's the kind of woman I am. People do not relate me to sexy. They're like, oh, she has slinkies on her robe. Oh my God. Slinkies were so fun.
I love slinkies.
I had a generic slinky though, so it hardly went down the stairs. Like it would fall down one and it would roll down the others. Did you do a slinky?
Did you get that at Shakey's Pizza? Because that sounds like the kind of one you get at like...
I think I got it.
Prize,
it might have been a mini one out of like those quarter ball machines.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, like in your cereal box.
Yeah, probably something like that. Evans, tell me what's been going on in your life over the past week, because I feel like when I listen to this podcast, you have big changes every week.
I'm getting married in a month.
Oh my God!
And my dog has a new ACL.
Okay, so tell me what it's like living with Robo George.
I just want to give a shout out to whoever invented the plastic cone for dogs. It is awful, but boy, does that thing work.
Yeah,
because they are not licking their stitches.
So what would they do out in the wild when they get stitches from grandpa dog?
From the grandpa dog that would stitch them up? They would just know not to touch it. And they would get some like wisteria and rub it on themselves or something.
Like, do they have a medicine dog that they go to in the woods?
And they're like, yes. Go to Dr. Rob. He's going to rick through Rob. And then they don't chew their leg off naturally.
Or they do. Yeah.
Or they do. And they're like,
we never see him again.
We don't know.
Did you see Peg Dog? I don't know. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So do we have, so what's been going on in my life? I'm so glad you asked. So let's see what has been going on in my life. Really exciting stuff that you're here. Cause we are like doing Event Love. We are going, which is a program that Lindsay and I are doing together. So we are, putting together the high fives for that snap. We're putting together the curriculum for that. And you know, that's been really fun because anything that I'm doing, with someone has been way more fun than doing it alone, which is exactly why we're all sitting here sweating doing this podcast right now. Or is it just me? Cause I put red cayenne pepper.
Robes are hot.
The robes are hot. I have lip sweat and sweat among other spots on my body, but it's because I'm drinking coffee with cayenne pepper in it. Cause I thought that'd be a great idea. And a hot robe. Have you ever been like, hey, like really talking to people about hot robes? That's weird. Let's move on.
The first. This is a first.
I do feel like I'm on NPR being able to lean in on the mic like this.
Do you feel like that?
I wish you could see us cheek to cheek.
Well, they're going to see you now because what people don't know is we are filming this podcast now. So you can get little glimpses and clips on Instagram because Alyssa, who is standing behind the camera right now, is trying to pretend she's not here, but we're really aware she's to my left and she's to your right.
She is. She's getting all the goods.
But I like it because she blends right in and laughs with us.
Yeah.
It's super awesome. Hi, Alyssa.
Hi.
You're the best. Okay. So let's talk about some quotes.
Yes. Do you want to go first?
No, my quote's terrible. Go ahead, Lindsay.
Okay. So my quote today is better than Lori's, apparently.
Measurably.
And it's by a gentleman named Richard Branson. You might know him.
Oh.
I saw him speak. He's so much cooler because he has a British accent. I mean, it's just automatically. Yeah. So I'm not going to try to do this in an accent like Evans does, but I'll just give it
please
in
do.
My voice.
No, no. You're going to do it in a British accent, please. Okay.
Just
and
imagine.
Lower.
Close
and
your
lower
eyes.
Voice.
Close your eyes and
I'm
picture
closing.
Richard
I'm
Branson.
Ready. I'm ready.
Oh, I don't even know how to do this in it. Okay, here we go. Every success story is a tale of constant adaptation, revision, and change.
Ooh, delicious.
Sorry, it's Lindsay again, guys. Not Richard Branson.
Wow, that was tasty. Okay,
terrible.
Say it one more time in your own accent so I can actually hear the quote because I was really focused on your English accent.
It was bad. My best friend has this English accent that when we know she's gotten to a certain level of like she's had a couple cocktails.
Yeah.
Because she turns British.
Oh, I like
that. Yeah, she does. Ooh. So she would be really disappointed in my accent. The actual quote in Lindsay's voice, every success story is a tale of constant adaptation, revision, and change.
Oh, yeah. It's so true. So Chris read his book in bed while I was reading a different book, but he would share with me like a bunch of stories from his childhood. Mm-hmm. And you guys, like, I don't know how we ever think that we are supposed to just be successful naturally or that it's going to be good. Because if you ever read any business book whatsoever, it is crazy how many times they fail and come close to like either quitting, throwing in the towel, or they have lost all their money a few times over. Like it's insane to me. So Evans, give me your quote. I'm hoping mine gets better in time. Like it's a fine wine.
Mine is embrace uncertainty. Some of the most beautiful chapters in our lives won't have a title until much later. And it's by Bob Goff.
Oh, I love Bob Goff.
He's really nice.
Are you joking? Do you know who Bob Goff is?
I really do.
Oh,
yeah.
Do. Awesome. That's awesome. I love that one because, amen. I know you guys both know it. This is so fun watching you in bathrobes nod your heads.
We're just nodding emphatically.
I don't think you even know how great this view is. They're in bathrobes and Evans has fancy earrings on with the bathrobe.
I'm underdressed.
Yeah,
know,
you need,
Lindsay.
Where are your chandelier earrings? Do you remember those? I had so many chandelier earrings.
Many
I was
Claire's.
So into them. Like,
yes.
I was like, oh, you know what? You want to make that outfit better? Drop a chandelier.
Bam.
Like, get one.
Get those silver chandeliers
I was like,
in
where's
there.
Your chandeliers, honey? Don't go outside without them. And it's so weird because that's so not me, but I went through a year of chandeliers. I lit up the joint.
I had a year of statement necklaces.
Oh,
like the
so
ones that
did I.
It was like a tiny guy choking you the whole day.
Uh-huh.
really was.
Like a bit, like a very decorated, like a Christmas tiny guy.
Kind of went
like,
down to your knees.
Oh, yeah.
Necklisted. Yeah.
Yeah. And there were like baubles. Didn't you call them like baubles or something?
Oh, there were baubles.
Yeah.
There were definitely baubles. I had statement necklace years.
Yeah, I did
too. We should pull those pictures out and just be like, check these babies
out. Can we use
out.
Those for the podcast promo for this?
Did you think that you were fashionable? Because I did.
1,000%.
Yes. We probably were though.
1,000%.
Everything I wear, I'm like, this looks great. And then a year later, I'm like, that was dumb.
For real. Yes.
Yeah, it's all about embracing it though. You know, yes. If you felt great, you lit up that room like you were just pure greatness. Uh-huh. So that's my theory. All right. So how about that review of the week? What do you think?
Buckle up, Lindsay.
Ba 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 ba.
Ba ba ba.
I'll be the sound effects.
Okay, ooh. I like that. Okay.
The title is My Favorite Shit Show on Fire.
Oh, girl, you nailed it.
This is from Morgan Barkus. Oh. The last month felt like falling down that Alice in Wonderland hole for me. There's a welcome change waiting for me, but the interim has been a challenge. My saving grace, questionably awesome. Every episode downloaded and playing in the background all day, every day, for real. I love the relationship between you and Evans, the laughs, the perspective, and fantastically honest and hilarious one-liners. One of my favorites being, because I'm just a shit show on fire 99% of the time. I look forward to Wednesdays very much. I love this.
I just feel like this table could get a lot bigger. We would have to get more microphones though, you guys.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how's it, you know, we're 11 minutes in. How's your experience so far, Linz?
It is everything I hoped and dreamed and more.
Could we make this? I just really wish we could make this. Evans and I are still trying to figure out how to make this our normal job.
Mm-hmm. Full on see, I'm talking Netflix show. I'm talking NPR. Listen, I will be your agent.
Yeah.
I have no skills, but I have a bathrobe.
You know, that sounds about like how our agent would roll.
Yeah.
We were like, you're hired.
I'll just get a Bluetooth and wear it all the time so people think that I'm really legit. And then I'll just yell things about.
We need those, Evans.
Contracts.
We're going to walk.
Bluetooth and a clipboard.
Oh, I actually have several clipboards.
That's all.
So I am.
You know what? That is what I look for in a job description.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, how many clipboards does this person own?
I have nine.
You do?
Full disclosure, I have nine.
I feel like you're serious with nine.
I actually do.
I feel like six is playing. Event. Six is messing around. I'm like, oh, child's play. Nine is getting up there. That's like, that's the real deal.
Yeah.
You guys, we have some cues that we have to answer because I guess in order for this show to also be balanced with wisdom, we have to answer questions in a very wise way because Evans and I do that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
This question comes from at Nicole Holdgren. What if I want to throw in the towel on one business and start another?
Oh, girl. So we're all going to answer this. But we were just talking about this last night, Lindsay, about how so many people right now are struggling with being multi-passionate. And also I think we get it really confused with thinking that our purpose, like we're waiting until we get our purpose delivered by the butterfly with the scroll.
Yes.
Like we're literally all waiting for that moment. And the thing is that you just need money to start. Mm-hmm. And of course you need to do something that you're going to be motivated by. But when we were talking, Natalie Ellis from Boss Babe talks about this all the time about, you know, you really want to do something, just anything that you are even remotely interested in and grow it until you get money that can support that next thing, which still probably won't be your biggest vision and your biggest purpose because it never comes in that clear. It just doesn't. So I think that you need to go really deep on something, make sure that that profit center is making you enough money that you could leave it and somebody owns it. So meaning it's going to make enough money where you could hire someone just to take it over. And it could still be making you money while you are no longer paying attention to it. And then what happens is then you can start that next one. And that's literally what we've always done. We did that with my gym. We did that with Isagenics, with network marketing. We did that with different e-courses that we did. And I think that's really important to make sure that you are getting that income coming in from something. Otherwise, you are super scattered. Scattered focus equals scattered results. How about you, Linz?
Well, and that that conversation last night really was such a great answer, because I think that oftentimes, and I saw this both when I was coaching people in network marketing, coaching entrepreneurs now, is sometimes when it does get to that point, like business is not supposed to always be fun.
Right.
And I feel like when people get to that point of wanting to throw in the towel, it's either because something that they've been doing isn't working mm-hmm. and it feels easier to just pull the plug. But your lesson that you need to learn might be still in that business, and you're going to jump into another business and not have learned the lesson and then just find yourself in the same place. Mm-hmm. I feel like I'm also giving relationship advice.
Oh, I was just thinking.
I mean, I didn't realize I was this wise, but I think it's the bathrobe.
It is. There's something about the morning bathrobe.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But there was a point in, for me, there were two points where I knew I was ready to pivot, when I was ready to go all in on the new idea, but I always stacked them. So I always had one income source set up. I would start, you know, I'd start the next, but I've never truly, well, I guess other than quitting my full-time job, never like thrown in a towel. Mm-hmm. But then there was a point where I had to make the conscious decision to set up systems to let the other business run itself, like network marketing, and then go all in on the next thing. But that was different than I think what she's asking, which is just like throwing in the towel, starting something brand new.
I love hearing about this though, because there are, like what I said does not actually, there have been times when I've been like, my soul literally can't be here anymore. So I've had to throw in the towel and go all in. But I do think there are personalities where you know you're not an all-in person. So you do need to kind of support yourself.
Yeah.
But it's really clear in your body and mind when you know you're an all-in person. You're like, I'm just going to make this happen. There's no failing in me right now because I hit the rock bottom. So Evans, I want to pivot this question to somebody who has realized that one particular job is not for them mm-hmm. and you are going to another one. So I can't remember. I think we talked about it, but did you already know this job was coming before you left the other one, or were you like, I just got to go?
Yes, I did know this job was coming and it had kind of been brewing. So, and I'm not really in a financial place where I can just be like, bye, I'm just going to chill out and figure things out. So,
so this is really important because this is where these people are right now.
Yes, we mm-hmm. all have bills to pay. So it's important to kind of line something up. Mm-hmm. But just like Lindsay was saying, I loved what you said about it's kind of like a relationship.
Yeah.
It's like when you want to throw in the towel on something and you just kind of sit with it and maybe explore it a little bit, because maybe there's something in there that you're just not thinking about.
Mm-hmm. Like you have a towel from the gym that's been in your gym bag and it reeks.
Ooh,
and you're like, I'm guilty. Just going to throw this away. But then someone's like, have you ever thought of like putting some cleaner on this or bleach or vinegar?
Yeah.
Yeah. So sometimes you just got to throw some vinegar in people's faces and make it
new.
Don't throw away that towel. Actually, I'm all about throwing old junk, but that's a whole other conversation.
Mm-hmm. Different.
That is different. So let's differentiate. I think that we really nailed that one. What's another one?
Oh, yeah. This is from @lovemissjess.
I love Miss Jess.
I'd love to hear about changing even when your spouse isn't ready. What a popular question this has been.
This is the question of the whole world.
Century.
Literally.
The
century that's about to end. This question will be wiped clear. They'll be like, I have so much clarity what to do with my spouse because of questionably awesome. Somebody go.
Wow.
Somebody help me.
Okay. Well, this is,
say that question one more time so I can just really,
I'll read it.
Yeah.
This mm-hmm. is Lindsay Schwartz speaking. I'd love to hear about changing even when your spouse isn't ready. And I think that can even relate to like, even if your friends aren't ready, even if anyone around you. And this has been something that I've definitely had to deal with or just sit with in mm-hmm. my own journey. And I feel like, so I've been married 9 years. My husband, Elliot, the best man on earth. Sorry, other guys.
One of them.
Sorry, guys. One of the best. One of the things that I noticed, so I'm like the overachiever, very type A, always waking up like with a new business idea. Mm-hmm. And he is like he's the one who's so centered, so grounded, and all about my big ideas. He just is wired really differently. Mm-hmm. And I had to learn this early on in our marriage that if I expected him to be like me and want to do the same personal development as me or want to grow in the same way that I want to grow, that it was going to be a recipe for a disaster. More relationship advice.
I
know.
No, this is what it always turns into.
Right? It's so good. But, and so I had to really look within at what expectations was I placing on him? Like he's going to live his own journey. Your friends are going to live their own journey. Mm-hmm. And you just have to be fully focused on yours. Whenever I start to because I'm a human. I whenever I notice Wait. Myself starting to, this is shocking.
Breaking I only news. Like robots.
Breaking news in bathrobes. But when I notice myself getting frustrated with him, the best advice I can give is look within. Like, why am I getting frustrated? Whoa. What expectation am I putting on him? Because I can always find the answer mm-hmm. within myself. It's horrible. I want it to be someone else's fault, but it's usually mine.
Wow, that's really great. That's like so, so freaking great because I just pictured whenever I was putting expectations on Chris, it was because I was like, I wanted someone to like save me.
Yeah.
Or I was like, I need more support in this, or I don't know how to do this. Why doesn't he know how to do this? And it's like, this is not what he chose. So you figure it out. Yeah. And it's that always like grasping for straws feeling. And whenever I'm grasping externally, I know that's really time to go and sit with the really uncomfortable stuff that I need to figure out. So how to support myself, whether it's hiring someone else or asking someone else, but don't rely on my husband for all of that stuff. And I totally, totally was doing that. Evans, what are you relying on Adam for? What are you doing?
What's everything. Going on? I rely on him for everything.
No.
Sitting under the table.
Yeah. Complete me. You complete me.
He's giving me my answers right now through a little earpiece.
Like Jim and Pam.
Yeah. No, oh, I love Jim and Pam.
I know.
I love this advice because you have to be your own person and you can't rely on one person to fill in all the things that are missing mm-hmm. from you. And it's okay to be different. That's what makes everything great, that you have two different, completely different perspectives and you can lift each other up on different things. And mm-hmm. I love what Lindsay said about her husband being very centered and grounded. That's so important. Mm-hmm. It's okay to be different.
What do you think is Adam's opposite like trait that really helps you with a trait that can feel a little wild sometimes?
Oh my gosh. I almost think it's like, maybe I'm more like your husband. Mm-hmm. And I'm a little more, because he's always like, let's go on this trip. Let's do this. And I love being adventurous, but I'm also like, let's just stay here and like make brownies.
Yeah.
And it's like, why don't just go out and do something? It's
but cool. There's a part of him that also needs that because he might be very airy. And yes. You're like, it's important to ground ourselves with brownies. Mm-hmm. There is True. So much importance in making sure that you are grounded with brownies. True. In fact, I wish the ground was yes. brownies a lot.
Me too. I would never move.
Would you like to lay on a brownie bed? Do you think that we could? What if we could get a bed where the bed frame was a cake pan and we just, hey, when you were younger, did you make Barbie beds out of really weird things? Like
100%.
We should make a Barbie bed out of like a brownie pan, because I used to probably fill did. A Ziploc bag yeah. with water and it would be a water bed.
Okay, I was never that forward thinking what? On my bed. I would use like a washcloth and make it and fold it really nicely.
Oh, that's interesting. I never thought of that. That's also very, very forward thinking. Yeah, but she would lay on a Ziploc bag full of water and we would just put a little sheet on there or something.
What happened to water beds? This is an actual question.
I think we figured out that you sweat and you roll around and you get stuck in the side.
And motion sickness.
Oh, yeah, I just used to think water beds were so sexy. So I was like a 10-year-old thinking this was sexy. So never underestimate the power of a 10-year-old brain.
Those things are so heavy though.
How
do they get them in and out of houses?
I think how did you drink? Remember like there'd be a hose running up to a bedroom. And they're like, we're filling the water bed. We got a new water bed. I was like, that's sexy.
Yeah.
And they're like, why did you say that, you weird 10-year-old? And I was like, I don't know.
I don't even know what sexy means, but that.
I don't know, but that's a word that seemed really cool in the 80s.
Oh my God.
Like Robert Palmer. Mm-hmm. Remember? I just wanted to be a Robert Palmer girl.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. On a waterbed.
What was that song? On a waterbed. Oh, what was my problem? I had some issues, guys. I don't know. Putting Barbies on waterbeds. We got to just move on. What's the next question? Please help me. Lindsay, we were expressing the importance of the W in your name.
Oh, last we were. Night. Yes. Wait, that's another conversation for another show.
Yeah.
Just imagine. Just go ahead and spell Schwartz without the W. There you go.
I think it spells Sharts.
Someone actually spelled it that way one time. Really? It happened. Yeah.
Oh.
It did. Okay. Here's the next question. This is Lindsay Schwartz with a W. What do you do when people think you're changing, but you know you're stepping back into yourself? And it's from that. Oh, I'm sorry. @Tima922. Thank you.
You literally just keep yelling out metamorphosis everywhere you go. And you buy butterfly wings from the 3rd Street Promenade. Mm, because they sell them down there. Evans knows exactly what I'm talking about.
Exactly what Lori's talking about.
There is a woman
right now,
constantly, daily in like butterfly wings dancing.
She's changing.
And you scream metamorphosis.
She's changing. Well,
people are like, you're changing. And you're like, metamorphosis. And that's about it. Mm-hmm. Okay, guys, I need you to elaborate on that.
Well, if I were, I think what you're asking at Tima 922 is more about the, what do you do when people around you are not okay with you changing? Yes. Typically, if someone is saying you're changing, it's not the friend who's like, yeah, you're changing.
Yeah.
You go, you.
You go. I'm so excited about it's you like not the, drinking with me anymore every night.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. It's like the, you're changing.
You won't with the gossip. Really
judgy. Yes. Yeah. Very judgy. Judgy yeah. eyes. And I think it's the same as what we were saying about the spouse question, that you have to live your own journey. You have to put your mm-hmm. blinders on and stay in your lane. And this was really hard for me. Mm. Really, really hard. I want to take every single person along with me.
Yeah.
And so if you were wired like that, which I'm the type of person that would have asked this question too. So I'm guessing we have, I'm guessing we're spirit animals and you didn't know it and I didn't know it, but now we know it. Ooh, that was like a pigeon. Yeah. It's a spirit pigeon.
I was thinking owl, but pigeon's fine.
That was more of a pigeon.
Oh, yeah. Ooh.
But this is the kind of question I would have asked, because what I was really afraid of is my relationships changing as I change, mm-hmm. and they're going to, mm-hmm. some will, mm-hmm. and it never feels easy. So just allow it to not feel easy. I think that's the best advice that I can give, is just love them. Like I will like think of those people and literally like send them so much love and never—
Even though you are like so angry with them.
Even though sometimes hurt. Usually yeah. it's not angry. Usually it's hurt.
You hurt. For sure.
But realize that I have to live my own journey, because I'm not doing them a favor either. And I think this is what helped me switch it around, is realizing that I'm actually not doing them a favor if I try to stay a certain way to make them more comfortable. Because then it's almost enabling them not changing either. Mm-hmm. And we're put on this planet to change and to grow. And that mm-hmm. shit is uncomfortable.
So bad.
Mm-hmm. So uncomfortable.
Oh my God. So good. That was such a beautiful answer.
That really was.
So Evans, I want to know, like, with character, because I think some of that comes down to people like try to pinpoint, like, people go after your character when they want you to stay the same. And I think that judging and saying those things about someone or you've changed is the fastest way to manipulate someone to stop being who they're supposed to become. Mm-hmm. And I think that we know is just going to call it out, especially as women. I think that we can be master manipulators of, we know yes. how to make people like kind of kick them right where it counts. Mm-hmm. Like we have that bullseye on them. So it's kind of like, I know that if I said something to this person, like you're changing or you're not staying true to who you are, or you're not being authentic, or you don't have your priorities straight. That's a big one where like you're changing and maybe your friends aren't put first anymore. Oh yeah. These are all things that have been said to me. And I know that you guys have all gotten them as well. Cause if you're on the path to becoming your authentic self, you have to change. You're like, yeah, because I'm not that girl who's 6 years old and in kindergarten anymore. Like what would happen if we didn't change?
We'd still be making Barbie waterbeds.
Right. Well, which is going to happen later,
cool, which
by the way.
Maybe we are.
Which, not going to tell you
none
if we are doing
business.
That yeah. or not.
Not your business.
Problem. Remember that song?
Yes.
So going after, has somebody gone after your character in your life that has made you feel bad? And can we call them out on here by name? Just kidding.
Yes, they live. No, I'm just kidding. 555.
It's always 555. 222.
There are always people, unfortunately, that say things that aren't very nice. And it's usually because they're hurting themselves.
Yeah.
And it can be really hard when you're the person who's hurt by it, because you don't want to think, oh, yeah, they're just hurting right now. It's okay that you crush me like that.
It's totally fine that you're a total a-hole.
This is great that you're treating me this terribly. But I like what Lindsay said, and giving them love and people, you're supposed to change. You're not doing anything wrong by changing. It's a good thing.
Yeah.
And keep that in mind and just continue to shower those people with love, and you're going to encounter some a-holes.
Yeah.
And it's okay.
Yeah.
I would love to elaborate on this. When you were talking about just someone challenging your character and having it come out that way. So here's the part that I don't love to, that is true. So I had an experience like that.
Mm-hmm. But my first reaction was to just get super defensive and be like, and go and defend my reputation to people. But it was a growth opportunity in itself to actually step back and go, okay, if I'm looking at this through the filter of, is any of this true? Mm. Have I not been showing up the way I want to in that person's life? It helped me get out of that defensive mode and grow from it. And the result of it was actually that I loved myself more. Like I actually checked in and I said, okay, here's some areas where I can see that criticism was coming from a place of, yeah, I wasn't showing up the way I wanted to in that person's life. Mm-hmm. I'm going to grow from that. I'm going to take it. But actually, I know who I am. And it allowed me to break free, because this is something that was a huge roadblock for me, was caring so much about what other people think.
Oh, yeah.
Anyone? And it actually, I wasn't able to break free from that until I had someone hate my guts. Mm-hmm. And
it's so true.
It was so freeing in a, in a way. And I really say that with so much love, because that came into my life for me, because there were a lot of things I could never move forward on until I realized, I do have a tendency to, I almost look at it like my biggest strength is also my biggest weakness. Mm-hmm. I'm great at connecting. I can make anyone feel like they are welcome in my life. I give hugs freely. Mm-hmm. I'm great at connecting with people. On the flip side of that is also my biggest weakness, which is I can tend to swing into the people pleasing tendency, care too much what people think. Mm-hmm. And so I just have to be mindful when I'm in my strength with that, I am unstoppable.
Yeah.
I can do anything. And then when I'm in an unhealthy place with it, I'm just putting way too much value on the opinions of others. And that has held me back. So oh now God, just so even huge. Finding that balance has been so freeing.
Uh-huh.
As free as wearing this bathrobe.
It is. And you know what's so crazy is what really shocks me is how awesome we are and people still really hate us.
It's
Like Evans, I actually can't picture people not liking you, but are there those people out there?
Oh yeah, I remember one girl in college who really didn't like me at all.
Are you kidding?
She did not like her name is no. And you know what? That's okay.
Why didn't she like you? What was the thing?
Honestly, I don't think either of us
did. You wear
like
sexy clothes around her boyfriend?
Oh, so many turtlenecks.
The sexy kind.
Yeah, the sexy kind.
I wore
the
sexy kind.
We just had different kinds of sense of humor. And I don't think she found me funny.
She wasn't funny.
So she had a bad sense of humor. I totally get it. Those people exist out there.
She wasn't funny. We see you, Sharon.
It's weird. She's probably in prison now. It's fine.
Oh, she's really nice in her own way.
She doesn't know who... She's not on here, Evans. You don't have to make her happy right now.
She's not sitting in a bathrobe sharing a mic.
See, here I am trying to. I'm a huge.
You're
people
literally.
Pleaser.
I was going to say you're defending. Pleaser. You're defending Sharon or Martha or Bobby Joe
I
right
just
now.
Call her Sharon,
yeah.
I guarantee
sounds
you.
Sounds like a Sharon's
mom.
Oh, she's really nice. Not that Sharon. Different Sharon.
Different Bobby Joe.
Sharon.
I'm just not even going to go there.
But that's so true. I can't imagine anyone not liking you.
I cannot.
You guys. Everyone.
What was her sense of humor? Like, how does that even work?
I think it was the same. I think my sense of humor stayed pretty steady.
No, I mean hers.
Oh, I don't really know. I didn't really know her that well.
You didn't get it?
I don't think we laugh that much together, but that's okay.
Do you know what I think we should do? Anybody who has an opposite sense of humor as us. Wait, I totally just lost my joke. Never mind.
But it was real funny.
It was
you guys just, it was going to be so funny, by the way.
Okay, it'll come back.
What was it?
Yeah,
bring it back.
Wow. Gone. Gonzo.
It happens.
Remember Gonzo? Gonzo knows.
Mm-hmm.
It's literally Gonzo notes. From the Muppets.
Yep. Oh, yeah, he
was great. All right. Do you have time for one more question? Evans, what time do you need to be to work at?
Whenever.
Okay.
Can it be a different topic?
Yeah, let's do it. Let's take one more question on whatever. You're a wild card. Throw it down, sister.
This is from @Meg_Cole_.
Oh, she's awesome.
We know her.
You know Meg Cole?
We know her. We know her.
Hi, Meg Cole.
Meg Cole. How many things is too many things to have on the go? I have so many new fun things I'm into.
Oh, like to have too many. Is she talking about wanting to do in the world?
That's what it sounds like to me.
Because on the go, I'm like, are you just taking a car ride? Because I don't think too many. I think you can bring all the things on a car ride.
Yeah. You can bring a cooler.
Kombucha, sea snacks, Swedish fish.
So many
fish.
Activities. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Go ahead, guys. Answer this one. How many things is too many things?
How many is too many? Gosh.
I think it's when, I'm like, go ahead, guys. Here's what I think. I think it's when you're not taking action on any of them. That's too many things. Oh, so if you're like, how many things is too many things? And you're like, well, nothing's moving forward because you're not taking strategic needle moving actions, then that's too many things. If things are not moving weekly, if not monthly, or monthly, if not weekly, that is way too many things. And if you are not monetizing things that are, that you're not being supported by these things, that's too many things as well. So there are some people who can really juggle a lot of things, but I think that's after going deep on a few things. Mm-hmm. I like saying things clearly.
Lots of things.
What do you guys think? What's too many things?
Seven.
I think it goes per, it's very individual because sometimes one thing is too much for one person sometimes if you're not clear on what that thing is.
Yeah, I think you nailed it because I am also multi-passionate. I love to have a lot. I function better when I have a full plate.
Yeah.
And it's also the first place that I go to self-sabotage is to create this plate that is so full. It's like the Thanksgiving plate that there's not a single space on it and you're trying to juggle it and then also get another plate for dessert.
Yeah.
And you drop one of the plates.
That's my worst nightmare.
And then nothing gets eaten because...
That's my Thanksgiving nightmare right?
Exactly. So I think the litmus test is, are you moving forward? Have you prioritized those things? I always have a vault of more things that I want to do later.
Yeah.
I have a huge vault right now. You should see it. Really? It's like my grandma's closet that she buys gifts at any time she goes into the clearance section and she just has gifts. Like you'll bring a boyfriend to Christmas that she didn't know was coming. She has a gift for him. It's usually socks or underwear.
She's one of those that buys like every season. She has all these collection of things.
Lois, I know people
Lois
like
has
that.
A closet like that. Like, yeah.
It's so like you need that's more my boyfriends to bring back and be like,
yeah,
Elliot, I was doing this because grandma has gifts for these guys.
We need to help her.
Yeah, we need to help her feel good about herself.
Your grandma's a good example because she's happy with all of those things. But when does it get too much?
Do you think grandma's secretly overwhelmed? Like when she goes by the closet, is she just like, well, I need more stuff. There's not enough. Or is it like, I don't know who to give this to. When are they going to start popping off babies? Like,
don't even get me started.
We won't even go there. But
hot button.
Popping off babies. What was I going to, Evans, I was going to ask you because you have a wedding coming up. So here's the thing. Like, I think sometimes we do things in our lives that, you'll get married, hitched. Remember, we did one episode about a trailer.
Oh, yeah.
that they're like your trailer. I don't know. Like,
yeah.
I can't remember it. It was really, really funny though.
Just like pulling a trailer of stuff you don't need around or something like that.
And that's what your husband is.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. Just kidding. We love them. But I think something that we do is we have something really big going on in our lives. Perhaps someone is pregnant right now or about to have a baby. Perhaps someone is about to get married. Perhaps someone is about to move. And what we do is we think that we can start these really big earth-shattering projects in the midst of life completely changing. And looking at it, you have to be really realistic because there's something you don't think it's a big deal, but you are moving or you're getting married or things are changing or you are really growing and your relationships are changing. So I want to talk about that just for 1 second to wrap this all up, is acknowledging where you're at in life and giving yourself grace around what you think you can start and what you think you can move into because you've had a lot of changes along with getting married. So how have you given yourself grace around, because I know that you also wanted to start other things, but it's like, so do tell.
At first I got really mad at myself and then got really depressed and watched Netflix for about 12 hours. And then you're like, you know what? It's okay. I can't fit everything in. Let's not watch Netflix for 12 hours because that doesn't solve anything at all. But it's okay that you did.
Yeah.
And just acknowledging that you're in a busy season right now. And I also want to be excited about the season I'm in.
Yeah.
So I don't want to like miss out on this fun time in my life just because I'm like, I can't do everything. That's okay. You're in a big, cool part of your life right now. Just soak it up and then be patient.
Yes. 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 Have you ever just wanted those applause buttons? Because we get really, really... That sounds so cool when you do that.
Oh, it does?
Like together. Yes. Oh. And it's just, we need to add sound effects.
Yeah.
That just really made me realize we are missing out. But I think they need to be our own that we pre-record.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. Or it's not going to feel authentic and people will say that we've changed.
Yeah.
That's the worst. Mm. So you guys, I always like to part with a little bit of practical wisdom. Evans, do you have any?
Yes. I would say eat more spinach because it really doesn't taste like anything and you can add it to everything.
Oh my God. Yes.
But it makes your sweat, your teeth feel like they're wearing little sweaters. Yes, that's the only thing about spinach.
So cute.
Yeah. It really does.
Practical wisdom.
Brush your teeth after eating spinach.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. I would have to say disguise it in your children's food. Like just blend it up and put it into a cookie. Mm-hmm. And they're like, why is this green? And you'll be like, because Christmas is coming. Eat it. Shut up. That's what I'm going to be like with my kids.
Yep.
Because that's called good parenting. Hashtag good parenting through spinach and yelling. All right. So sending love to you guys. This has been really great for us. Hopefully you feel the same. If not, don't let us know. And until next time, be questionably awesome. Earn your happy. Say goodbye, ladies, and sing it.
Bye-bye.
Thank you guys so much for spending this time with me on the Earn Your Happy podcast. I am so glad that you stopped by. If you could take 1 second to share this episode with someone you think would love it, that would be absolutely amazing. And we would be forever grateful. Also, please leave us a review if you feel so moved by going to iTunes and leaving us an honest thought, an honest comment. Tell us what you think. Tell us what you want to hear more of. It would really help us out on our journey to helping thousands and thousands of people. Until then, don't forget to earn your happy. Thanks again, guys. Bye-bye.